This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. COVID-19 cases from the new variant are emerging outside of southern Africa, where it was first identified. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
This variant is spreading around the world, with two cases so far identified here in the UK.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced new measures aimed at containing the spread of the Omicron variant. Many countries are imposing new restrictions on travel from southern Africa, including the US.
We were so slow to act on Delta, and the whole world paid such a high price for it.
Danny Altman is a professor of immunology at Imperial College London.
Let's try and be forewarned and do it properly this time, so I think it probably is warranted.
The good thing is that we have monitoring systems around the world to detect these variants very quickly.
The World Health Organization's Maria van Kerkhove.
Already, scientists are sharing research with us, information with us, so that we can take action.
Open questions include the effectiveness of current vaccines against Omicron and whether it causes more severe disease. There's been no indication of that so far. I'm Ben Thomas.
News reports in Italy and Germany say that both countries have confirmed cases of the Omicron COVID-19 variant. The Italian news agency La Presa says an Italian who traveled to Mozambique tested positive for the variant. The business traveler landed in Rome earlier this month and returned to his home near Naples. Five family members, including two school-age children, have also tested positive. All are isolating in the suburbs of Naples in good condition with light symptoms. The variant was found in a patient in a hospital in Milan as well. In Germany, two travelers tested positive for the Omicron variant. Israel, meanwhile, said it would ban the entry of all foreigners into the country and reintroduce counterterrorism phone tracking technology to contain the spread of the virus. You can find more on our website. This is VOA News. Protesters burned tires and pillaged a government building in Burkina Faso's capital on Saturday after police fired tear gas to disperse a march against the state's failure to stop a wave of Islamist violence. We get more from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Military police launched tear gas canisters to disperse about 100 protesters who were trying to march towards downtown Ouagadougou on Saturday. Protesters erected barricades and burned tires and trash cans. Valentin Yamkadougou is spokesman for the Free Burkina Faso movement.
Since he's been in power, terrorists have spread desolation in this country, and he's incapable of finding a solution to this problem.
The assault 2 weeks ago near the northern town of Ennahda was the deadliest security forces have suffered since an insurgency broke out in 2015.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. At least two people were killed and 18 injured in western Niger on Saturday when protesters clashed with a French military convoy they blocked after it crossed the border from Burkina Faso. The armored vehicles and logistics trucks had crossed the border Friday after being blocked in Burkina Faso for a week. French military spokesman Colonel Pascal Iani told Reuters news agency that French soldiers and Nigerian military police had fired warning shots to disperse protesters who were trying to pillage and seize the trucks, but said he could not confirm or deny the reported casualties. A court in Siberia on Saturday remanded five people in custody for 2 months to face charges related to a mining accident that killed more than 50 people this week. Three managers of the Listvyaznaya mine, including its director, were ordered to remain in custody until late January for flouting industrial safety standards. The accident, which regional authorities say was likely caused by a methane explosion, killed 51 people, including five rescuers who were sent to bring out dozens of men stuck deep underground. TASS news agency quoted Russia's health ministry as saying Saturday that 60 people were being treated in hospitals for injuries sustained in the accident. In the South American Football Championship, the Copa Libertadores, Palmeiras won after beating Flamengo 2-1 in an all-Brazilian final that went to extra time Saturday. It's the third title from the Sao Paulo-based club and kicked off street parties in the metropolis, regardless of new concerns about COVID-19. Palmeiras became the first team in 20 years to win back-to-back titles. The last ones to do it were the Boca Juniors. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.